And welcome, one and all, back to another edition of the Dot Comedy Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Marcus, and you are joining me in the Dot Comedy Studios. But I'm never alone in Dot Comedy Studios. I want my boy Joey LaFaro. Joey, say hello to the people.
How has it been, man? Do you feel like different at all?
I'm colder.
Colder?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a side effect of marriage.
It is. Okay. You didn't know that happens?
I did not know.
Yeah, because once you get married, all the blood that was in your body now belongs to her.
Oh.
So all your will to live.
Oh, like Megan Fox?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It all belongs to her. So guess what? She gonna drink it or take it and store it, but she's taking your energy from you.
Yeah.
Good luck, Joey, come April. Oh, man, Joey, we're back once again, my friend. We took a little break there.
Yeah.
To do some good stuff. We had a couple shows since last time we were on air.
Yeah, we did. We had our very first comedy speed dating at McGinty's Public House.
Yes.
And had to chase away women with a baseball bat. Like, literally, we had too many women. Like, too many.
A lot of women out there looking to get one of these, Joey.
And then to the point where we had to actually call men to be on the show.
You had to find men?
We had to find men. And we did not find.
Did you not find any?
We found comedians, which I don't know if that
qualifies. Those aren't men, friend.
We found two comedians and my brother. And so.
So you didn't find any men.
Yeah, one of them got asked a question about their age dating range, which was concerning. Okay. And then one of them was asked about like one of the most important possessions to them, mm-hmm. and their answer was a puppet. And then one was asked about their worst dating experience, and he explained that the girl's hair caught on fire at some point throughout their camping date. These were the fine bachelors we had to offer.
Okay, so
and one of them told jokes about his large girlfriend that before he was on the show.
Okay, so here's a question for you, Joey.
Yeah.
Was the answer to that person's question about age?
Like teenage girls, to which Kelly replied.
When you say teenage, how are we talking?
Girls who are teenagers.
Kelly then nodded, but denied being attracted to anyone, no. Quote, illegal, when Terrell asked about the concerns raised by
No.
Oh, that wasn't a response.
That was not
the response. No. What do you mean by teenage?
I mean,
was it close?
I mean, are we talking a lot like a porno teenager? Because that's a very specific range.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we have a call on the CPM MMA fight line.
The fight line? The fight line's lit up.
The fight line's ringing. The fight line's ringing. Can you hear it?
I heard it. Doop.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Miss Larry.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the Dot Comedy Podcast. I'm just the only one here.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work that way anymore. I guess they have some stuff to work out
on the CPMMA fight line.
Yeah. we'll have to work out this overlay situation with the portrait mode. That is a new thing. Sorry about that.
That kicked everyone out. That's a hell of a portrait, Joey. Oh. Well, welcome to the Dot Comedy Podcast, Lyric.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Me and you haven't officially met. I am, as the young people call me, I am DJ Marcus. And I am the host of the Dot Comedy Podcast. Joey LaFaro, whom I believe you know.
Mm-hmm.
Joey is my co-host. And so we try to spread as much comedic fun throughout the internet as humanly possible. Welcome again to our show. Will you be performing with us this week? Because I know we got a show this week, Joey.
At Dave and Buster's.
At Dave and Buster's on Royal Mills.
Yeah. Very excited.
All right. That's awesome.
Super honored Joey thought enough of me to have me on this one coming up.
Okay.
It was a close. It wasn't a close call. I'm sorry. I wish I could say that there was like more submissions that and not that I'm trying to throw shade. Just some people send me things that I aren't like. I'm like, they just indicate to me that they're not serious people. Mm-hmm. But Lyric actually made me laugh out loud.
Okay.
So that was how that happened.
That's usually Kate. That's usually the vetting process.
And here's the thing, she didn't even need a video to do it, which is impressive.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm having some storage issues, so all I've been able to capture so far is audio. Just using that to, on a wing and a prayer.
It was one of those old school stand-up albums.
Basically.
Oh, looks like we got another guest, Joe.
I think we have another host is what we have.
Oh, yeah, there she is. There she is, Miss Candace.
How's it going? Did I miss the wedding and honeymoon recap?
We started 6 minutes ago, Candace.
We saved that just for you.
We started six literal minutes ago.
I don't know. If it was me, I would have talked about that shit in the first 2 minutes, much less six.
Here's the thing. We knew whenever you came on, it was going to be talked about then. So yeah, we
had to wait.
Saved it for me?
Yes.
You didn't really have a choice.
Oh, man. Oh, Joey, mm-hmm. I didn't want to say something.
What's that?
One of our faithful listeners mm-hmm. is celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, happy
birthday to Miss Jessica.
Happy birthday,
Miss Chef Jessica. Dave's one and only.
Happy birthday.
We want to wish her a very happy birthday. Her and Chef Dave are listening right now. There'll be a message that pops up at some point saying thank you. I can feel it in my bones. I don't know why. He did already?
No.
No. I'm looking at my screen. I don't know everybody else's screen.
I haven't seen that comment yet.
But. Okay.
Chef Dave, now my fat ass wants to know, has anyone ever tried Chef Dave's food?
Yes.
Wow.
Chef Dave is actually a very talented chef.
Yes.
He went to...
There's the thanks. It's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram. I told you to come up.
Hey, man, I got three different comment threads to keep track of. I need a producer. I need a budget for an actual producer. This is ridiculous.
Oh, man. But we do have the celebratory news, Joey. Since we last had the show, we were talking before we got our guest and our other host on mm-hmm. about the dating show.
Yes.
Okay. And you know what the end game is of the dating show, right?
To mingle.
To mingle and then to get one of these. See this? Happens.
That is.
This is the end game.
That's right. Marcus came and won the comedy speed dating and got married the next day. That's how you do it. That's how we
Marcus,
do it.
Marcus, what is that? Tell the people, is that white gold? What is that? Yes.
It is white gold.
Nice.
Zero to 100.
With all real diamonds, from what I'm told. I haven't gotten them tested.
Very classy. Five people at once and find a wife and or husband and or partner in one night.
One night.
All these slashes.
Yeah,
but it's possible.
You got married in time for Valentine's Day.
There you go. Got married in time to spend all my money on a damn bear. Did I send you a picture of that damn bear?
No, let me see.
Joey.
No,
he sent me the picture of a bear tied up in his trunk. I don't know what that has to do with love. It looks like he has kidnapped some poor cub from its mother.
I sent it to the group chat. I'm going to share my screen.
Please send it. Let me see the bear. It has to be a huge one and also flowers.
I'm not getting flowers.
What? That bear looked like it was getting taken out to the desert to get
those. I got a flower bear.
I've seen those before.
Federales.
So here, I'm sharing my screen now, Joey.
Oh.
Did it come up?
I think I have to add it. Oh, there we go.
There it is.
See what I mean? That bear is getting the body hidden. That's not a lot.
Well,
it's the size of the whole trunk.
Yes.
Why is it gray?
It's brown. It's just weird light from.
I know it's gray because I can see the gray of the trunk, and it's the same color.
Hey, that thing is enormous. That's what she wanted. I'm gonna put a midget inside of it in December next year. Just to freak her out. That way I don't have to worry about ever getting her something like that again. Because I was really upset by that.
It looks
so. I love it. I have a few giant bears of my own that I've been given for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Talk amongst yourselves. Let me go get them.
But yes, this past, I'm sorry, Sunday before last. Stop
giving them ideas.
Yes. The Sunday before last, I was fortunate enough to be able. Mm-hmm. I gotta make sure I say the right words, because you never know, her friends and family pop up at a drop of a hat. I was able to walk down the aisle, mm-hmm, and be presented to, and be presented. See, that's the type of shit. What does Candace have that?
That's
a big motherfucking bear.
That's, and here's the other one. It's a monkey.
Okay. They should be able to claim them as independents.
Independence.
This one's at least like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
Wow.
The bear that was in my trunk was 4 feet tall.
Same for you. Go ahead and get that earned income tax credit.
I feel like at least this has happened once. I know that for a fact. Hassan has come home from work and those animals have been sitting at a table having tea.
Yeah, of course.
Had to be.
They had to be.
And if not, what are you doing with your life?
This one sits at a computer desk. Thank you very much.
That sounds real racist, because that's what you do.
trying to fool the tracking cookies.
He has a job. And this one sits on the bed for decoration.
Okay.
And sings the
children. Look how big his head is.
I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen with these after the Valentine's Day spectacular.
That's Barney's kid.
Those are Barney's kids.
Barney hooked up with that teddy bear you had in the trunk. And that was a kid.
Because I'm like, what do you do? Like, the whole time I'm buying the bear, I was talking to my best friend, Dave, Chef Dave. And I was like, what am I supposed to do with this after the holiday?
It just
like,
keeps it. It could lay on the bed. Just
keep
like
it for what? I got pillows. She got 1,000 pillows on the bed.
I got pillows.
Why are we adding a dead body?
And a comforter that just lays at the foot of the bed.
Have you ever accidentally just rolled over on one of them things and cuddled it? Like,
it's cuddling on purpose.
No, I was told I can't cuddle with those.
That's what my partner.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not the bear. I've never cuddled with the bear.
You're at home and she's at work.
And like, I'm getting up.
No,
she works through the day.
She works a regular 9-to-5. I get up when she leaves for work. I get up and go do stuff.
Her office,
if I'm not at work,
is down the hallway. I can just
go and cuddle with her while she's on that meeting.
Yeah, as long as she's not on camera that day.
Turn your camera off. Let's cuddle.
Spoon forward. Let's spoon.
Let's share this chair in a magical moment. But yes, we did get married. I was very lucky and fortunate to get married this Sunday before last, because the past Sunday was the Super Bowl. It was the Sunday before the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Which I was very lucky to get, because at the end of the day, I would have had no groomsmen if I had chosen Super Bowl Sunday to get married.
Damn right.
And especially this one. I don't even understand why I picked him. I know I picked him as one of my groomsmen.
You needed me.
I did. I did need you. I needed you. I needed you. And I needed Chef Dave. Because the Ninja Knox was not gonna cut it. It would just been a shit show if I just had him there. It would have been like, oh, what the hell is happening right now?
You needed a professional groomsman.
Yes,
I'm a professional. I have so many flasks under my jacket.
Always, always a groomsman. Only a groom once.
But the date you picked was perfect. 2-4-2-4.
2-4-24.
I got all the cufflinks.
Stupid. But yes, we did get married, and then after we settled in, mm-hmm, we decided that the best possible solution for our wedded bliss was to go to the land of salsa music and fun times.
Fridays?
Puerto Rico.
Nice. I've never been to Puerto Rico. I've been to a lot of places. Never.
Are they Puerto Rican?
Yeah, Puerto Rican.
Okay.
I learned this in Puerto Rico this time.
I hope you checked that.
It's fire.
Yeah. Puerto Rico was a blast. I've been to Puerto Rico. This is the second time going to Puerto Rico. I went for my brother's bachelor party. Two completely different experiences. I want everyone to really understand that they're completely different experiences when you go with a bunch of guys and then with your wife. We're not doing any of the same stuff. There was, like, when I went with my brother, there was cocaine being snorted in a corner at the club we were at. Me and my wife, there were kids every goddamn where. I don't know how we found two different sides of the same island, but we did. And same one experience that we both had, that I had at both both trips to Puerto Rico, roosters walking across the street in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
That's the most third world shit I've ever seen.
That happens in Hawaii too. There's just like
that's where the term cock of the walk came from.
Puerto Rico.
seems
I think that's just a thing that happens in tropical places. Cause in Hawaii they 100% just had chickens just like walking around. It was random.
Same in Africa.
And in Africa.
They're free range.
They're free range chickens.
Free range chickens, 100%.
But the ugliest
free street chickens.
The ugliest thing I've ever seen is a baby rooster. So if you ever want to see your nightmares brought to life, look at a baby rooster in the face.
You mean a chick?
No, it's a male chicken, which is a rooster. Mm-hmm. Seeing one, like if you see a full grown rooster, it's beautiful. It has the mane and it has the different colored face and the feathers and everything. This thing looks like a crackhead chicken. It is the worst shit you've ever seen. Like,
I went to a chicken farm off Powder Mill Road when I was a child, and I never will go back again. That smell, I can't unsmell.
No, you can't unsmell that.
When they try to explain what a dead body smells like, I imagine that smell.
That's oh man, but we did have a blast in Puerto Rico. We went on a boat ride around the island.
Mm.
Nice little scenic boat ride. I got to see how the fortifications when Puerto Rico was actually an army base.
Yeah.
Did not know that. I didn't know it because I could tell by how everything was kind of structured that it was some type of fortification.
You thought the U.S. held on to it just for shits and giggles?
and then we went and we did salsa lessons.
You guys did a good job. I saw the fruits of your labor.
Oh yeah, I had a blast.
Your little two step.
Fruits of my labor. Yeah,
I don't like the juxtaposed against a honeymoon.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you know what I mean.
That's like, 9 months from now when you see the fruits of that labor.
That's the part.
He showed like the little steps that he learned at the salsa thing. It was pretty good.
We learned four steps, okay? And the way our instructor broke it down, we learned four steps, which makes 16 combinations.
Mm-hmm.
So we could dance six different songs with those 16 combinations, and it looks different every time we dance.
Well, I only saw the little two steps y'all did.
Our knees were in pain. Our knees were in pain at that moment. That was me and her were ready to sit down somewhere. We had this is the crazy part. We had a German instructor.
For salsa?
Yes. Who had a Colombian girlfriend whose dad was from Norway. And they were all there. That's why I was like, everybody got to hustle to get here. They just got to hustle just to survive down here. All these people shouldn't be in one group together. And they all were. We got another guest, Joey?
We do.
Everybody's here today. Look who we are.
We're going to squeeze them all in the squares.
Yes. Welcome to the Hollywood Square.
Mimi, how are you doing?
Hello, Mimi.
Hi, y'all. How is everybody?
We're well. How are you?
Candace isn't well.
I'm lit.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
I just finished doing the open mic comedy show here in my area, so it was great. Just had a little bit of fun here in a little local, rural country town, so everything worked out well. So I'm just preparing myself for Saturday because we're going to have a great, great show at Dave and Buster's in Arundel Mills. So I just wanted to come on and at least say hi. But as you can see, I'm lit.
where are you? What part of town are you at?
I'm actually right now I'm in South Carolina. So I'm down here in South Carolina in Marlboro County. I'm stopping through. I had to bury my grandfather on Saturday. God rest his soul.
No.
I was lit at the funeral to the point where when I had to read the scriptures, I couldn't see the words. I just bust out crying. But I'll tell that story more Saturday. So pull up to Dave and Buster's and I'll tell you guys about it. So I'm in South Carolina right now, just stopping through, making my way to Maryland because we have a show on Saturday at David Weston's in Arundel Mill.
Wait, when is the show again? What day?
Saturday, February 17th at David Buster's in Arundel Mill. So
I like the way Mimi moves. It's just, she knows that this, and that's why, if y'all didn't know this, can I tell them, Mimi, or you want to tell them?
No, you can tell them whatever you want. I'm going to mute so I can listen.
Miss Mimi is going to be at the Apollo.
Oh,
March 14th.
Congrats.
Well deserved, overdue.
Yes.
So we're ecstatic for you.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you, everybody. I truly appreciate it. And you know, I'm just grateful, you know, and Joey and Comedy Shows Near Me have been very supportive. Once they knew about me, they booked me. And one thing I can say, they are very consistent. They do great shows. They promote well. They market well. They're good people. So I'm just grateful to be a part of the team. I'm grateful for all of the comedians that I get to meet that I probably wouldn't meet normally. Because, you know, it's so many comedians in different states. And there's so many of us that's popping. So I'm just grateful. I'm looking forward to working with, hopefully, with all of you all sooner than later, Saturday at David Buster. And a random meals, pull up. But again, I'm thankful. So you guys, I appreciate each and every one of you. You know, continue to support us because we may not be where people feel like we should be, but we're on our way. So I'm just grateful, you know, to be able to be a part of this. So I'm thankful for the Apollo opportunity to shout out to Bob Sumner, who has been following me since, you know, day one of my comedy career. So I'm really thankful to him. And again, like Joey and just, you know, other comics and promoters that booked me. I'm really appreciative. And again, you know, this is just the start for a lot for all of us. And, you know, I know that whatever God has for us is for us and nobody can take that away but us. So we're going to keep grinding, remain humble, just stay true to who we are. We're going to keep being funny because we're funny.
Awesome. This show going to be good, Joey.
Oh, I know.
Joey is doing the one thing that he is great at doing is booking shows with very, very funny and talented people. He don't do a lot of other things very well. That's true. One thing he does extremely well.
Right? Name one thing I don't do well.
Okay, I can't speak on it right now. I don't want to bust your bubble on your podcast. That wouldn't make sense. That wouldn't be nicer or co-hosterly.
Okay.
I'll say it that way. All right. Okay.
Co-hosterly?
See, there you go. There you go, correcting people.
I want to make sure I heard that correctly. Is that what you said? Co-hosterly.
Black History Month, so if we're making up words, then we're making up words, you know?
I guess we just doing it.
Just let me know if we update the dictionary in 2024, okay?
Everything qualifies as Webster's.
Webster, get with us. Get with the comedians. We have the new words and definitions for the dictionary nowadays.
There you go. All right.
But you put out the Comedy Shows Near Me dictionary every year.
I just wanted to get on it at least, you know, show Joey and all of us some love because it's very rare that I get a chance to do so. But I am very grateful to meet you all. Hopefully we will do more than Saturday, February the 17th at David Buster's and Arundel Mills. Yes. I love you guys. I'm very appreciative of you. Follow us, support all of us. And again, you guys, I love you all. I got to get back in here because I'm supposed to be hosting. I gotta log on with my peoples. I gotta log on for at least 5 minutes. So love you guys. I gotta go.
All right.
Thank you for stopping in.
Love you too. Thanks for coming by.
Bye. You're
welcome. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh man. Oh, that's gonna be great, man. She's a ball of fire, right?
Oh, she's great.
I like that energy, man. It's gonna be a great show on Saturday at Dave and Buster's and Arundel Mills. Last stop on the tour de force that was Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
we went to the world famous Bacardi Distillery.
Ooh. We didn't go there when we were there. Was it cool?
It was cool. So I learned a lot of things about Bacardi that I didn't know. Like it's pronounced
Why'd you say it like that?
Because that's how they all pronounce it there.
Say it again.
Becardet.
Sounds like you're saying
that sounded Bécardet. French. How you said it. It sounded
vowels. I think in Spanish classes, I actually had a class earlier today, and the vowels are that short.
Yeah. So
it sounds weird, but yeah, that sounds accurate.
Big RD. That was a lot of that on the trip too. But we're back. We're not dealing with that right now. We're not dealing with that at all. We're dealing with the Bécardet. We went to the Bécardet factory and I was able to get 8 year mm-hmm. aged
Ooh.
Rum and 10 year aged rum.
Mm.
To halfway complete my hopeful soon collection. Of these
evenly ear-aged rums.
Shut the fuck up. Of these four rums, which I'm sharing right now, Joey.
The other ones were a 14 and a 16.
Pull it up. Let me in. Okay, so if you look here in the picture, can you see
it? Oh, look at that black, the one in the black. What's that?
The Limitada?
Yeah.
That's more like a scotch. But that's the one that I could not find anywhere yet. So I'm looking for that one. The Quattro I can get. I think I get that at Total Wine somewhere. But the two in the middle, those cost me a lot of money. And I was looking for them. I was looking for them at the Bécardet distillery because I was like, you know what? I'm going to find them. I found that. I got a Bécardet stir and a Bécardet glass.
Nice.
And I found out what the bat means on Bécardet. Do you know what the bat is, Joey?
Because they use guano in the recipe.
See, this is the way I don't talk to you like this. Very often. The bat stands for it. That's a fruit bat. Mm-hmm. Okay, at the first Bécardet distillery.
Exactly. Guano. That's why they use it. It's basically fruit paste.
It's at the first Bécardet distillery in Cuba. Mm-hmm. I gotta say it like they said it. There was a bunch of fruit bats that were flying around the distillery. Mm-hmm. And Bécardet's wife said, those.
And they had shit in the barrel.
She did let the bat shit in the barrel. No, she didn't say that. She said, those are good luck.
Mm.
So that became the symbol. That became
bats? The symbol.
Bats. That's still creepy as hell.
Fruit bats are good luck.
Since when? Who said that besides her, whoever said that?
Hispanics, you know, they think different. Oh, shit. They're doing stuff a lot different from us. We look at a bat and go, look at that pigeon with legs.
Is that a Santeria that means thing?
Death. Like, that's not good luck.
That's the opposite of luck. Like, what y'all talking
like,
about?
Like, what?
Depends on the culture.
Yeah. Somebody told her wrong. That's not
real wrong.
Fruit bats are a symbol of good luck and good fortune. And they have been for the Bécardet family.
In Cuba.
in Hispanic culture.
All right.
Because that traveled with them to Puerto Rico during the Cuban Revolution when they were kicked out of Cuba, along with all the other rich Cubans, as well as during Prohibition when the Bécardet family signed documentation saying that if you order in America, now I did not know this, Joey, if you order Bécardet in America, you are guaranteed to get Bécardet, or they will tell you they don't have it. Because if you ask for it and they give you something else, they can be sued by the Bécardet company.
Mm.
That is a law.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
I did not know that until I watched a weird documentary about the life of Bécardet. And that was
the life of Bécardet.
But yes, so I was able to have some fun down there, Joey.
Okay.
That boat ride was a little treacherous. My wife did curse a couple times, mostly looking in the direction of the captain because he had to turn the boat in the right direction to move away from the chop. So the boat was just going like this. And she said, this ain't how this shit's supposed to be.
All loop-de-loop.
And her and the other older black woman on the other side of the boat locked eyes. And that meant some problems were going to start for this boat captain. He ain't fixed this shit. And so we got out of that. But we had a blast. The wedding was amazing. Your wife, Joey, your future missus, did an awesome job.
Yes, she did.
putting together all the decorations and all the centerpieces and all
at
the-
Kelly's Haute Creations HAUTE on Instagram. I believe there will be a photo drop tomorrow.
Okay.
They, if you want to
of
see
the stuff from the wedding,
how the decorations were.
It was nice. It blew us away. Like everyone who was there was like, "Who did this? This is nut job." It looked like we had a team of people. It was two people, Joey's wife, and sometimes Joey. And that was wow. all that helped build our
That's
whole.
Beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
I really liked
the red roses. It was like a very romantic look. I really liked it.
Oh yeah, it was awesome. But again, I'm married, Joey.
Congratulations!
I'm finally a taken man. I'm sorry, I was about to say token husband.
Token man is crazy. That's wild.
he's a Tolkien man. He likes Lord of the Rings.
I like Lord of the Rings. I'm a taken man. I'm off the market. I'm out the streets. I'm off the market and out the streets.
Watch out now.
I'm in the house. I'm not in the streets. I do not do the things I used to do anymore. Candace, you are safe around me now. There's nothing more.
Finally.
For anyone to worry about at all. Marcus is now done forever. That's it. That's all I got to say about that.
I love how when you were showing us the different liquors, like Candace had the same thought I had, like, ooh, what about that black one? And like, without missing a beat, Marcus was like, ooh, the limonada, as if we all were supposed to correct him and tell him no.
Right. Like, you're first of all, that picture.
Like, nah, not like, the limonada. That can't be that.
Nah, the other black one. You know, the dark bottle.
You know what? I try to help you guys. I try to be that guy for you, Joey. But another thing that happened this week, Joey. Mm. This current week, the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl happened, man.
Go Taylor's boyfriend, go.
Really? That's what we're doing?
That's exactly what we're doing.
I was so happy. That was my favorite part of the game.
That he ain't doing shit all game.
Do shit all game.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift in a whole Super Bowl only got like under a minute of screen time. Because normally...
No, they kept going to her.
No. Like, they counted it.
They didn't go as much as I thought they would go.
Not nearly as much as they have in previous weeks.
Well, she was surrounded by Ice Spice and a whole bunch of other thoughts. And
that was the most random plant. Fucking industry plant. A Swiftie plant is crazy.
No. It's not even a plant. No. She's an industry troll. I realized this the other day. I think that Ice Spice is not a real person. I think that some executive was like, we can make anybody famous. And they're like, how? Yeah, I bet you can't make one of those ginger people. And they're like, yes, I can. What? All right. How are you going to do it? I'm going to reboot Spice Girls. And then they were like, well, what flavor is that going to be?
Ice.
Nothing. What? How are you going to tell them that it's tasteless? We'll call her Ice Spice. And they'll get behind it. But black people don't like cold. It won't matter.
Black people don't like cold. It won't matter.
There is no way in God's heaven that Ice Spice and Taylor Swift are friends in real life.
Exactly.
There's no way. There is absolutely no way.
With him?
Huh?
You know who else is up there jumping around with him?
Jason.
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively.
Mm-hmm. Blake was there.
Blake Lively was there. Amber Heard was there too.
I heard.
Oh, wow.
Is that the other blonde that was Amber Heard?
Oh. That's problematic.
It was a weird combination of people in like one box.
Yeah, it was.
It was Jay-Z and Blonde.
Shaq in there at one point?
Jay-Z and Blonde, Beyonce, and the other one. I don't know why.
I heard that Kanye bought a box in front of hers.
In front of Beyonce?
No, in front of Taylor's.
Yeah.
So that he could get screen time. Oh, I think Brandon Marshall said it on his podcast.
That's hilarious.
And then Taylor made a few phone calls and got him kicked out of the stadium.
That's funny as hell.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I can believe that.
I can believe it. I can see it happening.
I can see that.
Oh, and I think there was another person up there. What's the name's brother up there? Wasn't Mahomes' brother up there too?
No.
No, he got kicked out or something like that. Like Britney turned her back on that man and boogied the fuck. She boogied the fuck off.
I don't need started on that. Jason.
Wait, Mahomes' brother got kicked out of the booth?
I don't know if he got kicked out of the booth or like some pre or post thing, but like there's footage of like brother Mahomes.
Not brother Mahomes. Ma'am.
You're a Muslim priest.
Brother Mahomes. What? In Black History Month, he's brother Mahomes.
But yeah, there's footage of him like saying, "Nah, I'm with Brittany," and she like is not paying him any attention.
I don't know him
like, at all. And then like I guess her song comes on because then she starts shimmying away from the man.
That's great.
That's hilarious.
I mean, if there's one person I hope that happens too, it's him.
Brother Mahomes. Yeah.
Brother Mahomes.
Did you see how Jason Kelce hugged Taylor Swift and then gave that very polite bow handshake? Like to Ice Spice, like hello, my lady. Like,
oh yeah, because he wasn't gonna hug her too.
It was weird.
He
was
like, Ice Spice don't got songs about shitting and farting. Like,
because Ice has no flavor, neither does she.
I'm just upset that Travis has gone to the whites now. He used to date black women.
I know, that's so heartbreaking.
And he has so much. He just had so much like swag, and he dated, and now he's like a cowboy. I don't know what
it happened. It was like a phase. It was like, all right, I got it out of my system. Now I can go back to my people.
You see,
I guess.
This right here. This is why they think that he invented the fade. This right now.
He was happy with his black girlfriend
for years. It wasn't like no fling, like
exactly. That was his long term girl.
I saw people posting like videos of how he celebrated previous Super Bowls to this one. And they're like, he doesn't seem as excited to see Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say too much about it. That's their relationship.
He
broke up with her. I can't get into that celebrity dating pool. That's a dangerous pool to be in.
Well, the black girl, she wasn't a celebrity. That was like his long-term girlfriend from before.
But he's a celebrity.
About the actual...
Now he has a celebrity starlet girlfriend.
Can we talk about what everyone came to see? The actual Super Bowl commercials. Can we talk about the commercials?
No, they sucked.
What?
No, the commercials this year have been better than they were in the past.
Okay, there were a few bangers. There were some misfires.
Okay,
whatever that Eric Andre thing was fucking weird.
Yeah,
that is Eric Andre.
Yeah, that's
but it wasn't funny weird this time. It just was like people eating ice cream on an airplane.
Who's Eric Andre?
That guy from Cartoon Network.
I don't know who that is.
He light skinned with an afro, look like.
Oh, I know who that is. Yeah. I know you. Mm-hmm.
You don't know why he's famous, but that he clearly has a cult following that loves him.
Right. Right.
And the commercial that I hated the most.
The Jesus one?
No, I didn't hate.
Yes, I did hate that.
I didn't hate the Jesus.
That was my most hated one.
The one I hated the most was the Paramount Plus one.
With all the characters.
With Patrick Stewart throwing Hey Arnold.
I heard about that. I still haven't seen this one. Oh shit.
What's happening with Candace?
No, she dropped, and then I thought I had to re-add her, but I just removed her and then had to re-add her again. So sorry about that.
That shit was dumb until the end where they were like, damn, I wish we had some pigs, and then they cue like Peppa Pig. Heard a fucking whistle.
I loved the Christopher Walken one. That was my favorite thing.
Oh, that one was good.
Good.
That one was really good.
When Usher like fucking just moonwalked out, he was like, Christopher Walken was like, "Don't you have somewhere to be?" And he was like, "That shit was funny."
I like T-Mobile auditions. That one was cute.
Yeah,
to me.
Oh, that one was great. And then the follow-up T-Mobile one, where they is the weird thing. Of all years, would you have picked 2024 to have two commercials with Flashdance references in them? Because there was a second T-Mobile commercial with Jason Momoa and Zach.
Right.
And Jason Momoa is starting to concern me. I don't know.
Let him live. Let Khal Drogo live.
But the earlier they had that commercial for the Nerds Gummy thing. And the Nerds Gummy, and you saw it coming, but it was like, this it's 2024. Who are these commercials for? Who remembers this shit? Like, this is
Yeah, it was for us.
Was it? Did we watch Flashdance? Was that our movie?
That was not our generation.
I like Flashdance. I like Flashdance.
Candace, you're not in this generation. Keep trying to insinuate yourself into this generation, people.
I liked Beyonce's. I liked Beyonce's commercial. Yeah, I love how they like incorporated it with "Can I Break the Internet?" Mm-hmm. And I thought that was very. I thought it was clever.
That was good. Right. Now I just wonder, like in the chicken and egg situation, who came to whom? Like, was Verizon like, "Hey, Beyonce," or was Beyonce like, "Yo, what up, Verizon?
I got." They definitely came. Beyonce doesn't go to anyone. Yeah. She is the brand. She is the paycheck. They definitely went to her and said, "Hey, I have an idea."
I mean, there could have been. It could have been like a bidding situation because she's like, "I'm gonna drop this new music. Who wants to cross promote?" And then they all bid for it.
Yeah, that could work.
I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah,
she's probably like, "Everybody, come to me with your pitch of how I can drop my music in your Super Bowl commercial."
I don't want to go too deep on the actual game, but I have a few thoughts.
Okay,
go for it.
I, from now on, will actively root against the 49ers.
Okay.
For dragging out that trash shit show. What a terrible football game to have to experience. And then they had the nerve to make it go to overtime and lose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck them ever since they fired my baby daddy. That's all I have. No.
That was the other part. Okay. No. People saying, "Oh, they're cursed because of Colin Kaepernick." No, they lost with him. He lost the Super Bowl. He is the curse.
We were just better that year, and Beyonce was there. I don't know. Beyonce, like,
as Beyonce is always
everybody. Since Beyonce did the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait, didn't they win when he played in the Super Bowl?
No.
They played the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
They made it to the Super Bowl with him because the year before, the Giants beat him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And like they have in a championship. Somebody's, game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the year. That was the year Eli Manning got beaten to death. I remember. I
definitely
he
remember.
Got fumbled and never came back.
That's when I first saw him in the Super Bowl, and I was like, "Ooh, who is that?" I was calling him Pumpernickel. I didn't know what is that. I was like, "Who is
Pumpernickel?" That shows you how irrelevant he is, because the team literally was one game away the year before that.
Yes,
without him, with Alex Smith.
Why are you always?
It's the principal. It's the principle of it.
I feel like you have a lot of Colin slander.
Yesterday. That's why. There was no reason for him to come up in relation to that Super Bowl.
True.
At all.
I agree.
What?
It's been 30 years. We've had a pandemic. We've had riots. We've had all types of stuff. We don't need to talk about him no more.
We're in a whole different era of football.
In a whole new era of football. Whole new era of the country. I think we're better. We're in a better place.
The country or football? Because I feel like neither.
Neither.
Well, football. neither. Damn it. No, that was a Super Bowl. Throw that in the trash.
Everybody, no one got the Super Bowl we all wanted. We wanted Baltimore versus Detroit.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what we wanted. We wanted
that would have been the hottest Super Bowl of lifetime. Yes.
When the options got narrow, that's when we was like, all right.
Oh, I didn't know that's what we wanted. Baltimore.
That was what we wanted for the halftime show Super Bowl.
Versus
in Las Vegas.
Oh my God, that would have been the greatest. That would have been the greatest night of life.
Wait, what?
Somebody
would have been
said Cartier was getting so much free. Would have got so much free advertising. Like so much free advertising.
Oh my God! If it was Detroit, Baltimore with Usher at halftime, black people would during Black History Month. We would.
Oh my God!
Exactly.
All right. I got a question for y'all. Y'all think the next performer gonna be Latin, black, or white?
I don't know.
They're in line for a white person. They've been having people of color for year after year.
That's what I was thinking.
They're gonna need a white person sooner, or else America's gonna riot.
Next year is Cash Money Records.
They
can't be.
There's a Cash Money halftime show.
Oh my God!
They would American never people. Put Cash Money. They just put Dr. Dre in them. And I think I don't know who signed off on that.
At all.
And that was like one of the greatest halftimes ever. What are you talking about?
It was amazing.
It was because it was LA and you really can't do LA without Dr. Dre. Right. It makes sense. It makes sense. And it was lit.
So if they did a No Limit Cash Money halftime.
Hell no. First of all,
I would lose.
Monica's still heartbroken.
Weezy has a lot of
I would lose my fucking mind if they did a cash money note. Do you that would just make my little New Orleans soul glow. I would be so happy. Oh my God.
I got many fresh.
That's got to be the first song. That's got to
yeah,
be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That will never happen, but it would be the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah. It could. Percival like, is quite a businessman.
No, I don't think it could be. I don't think it could be.
Percival would come through on that one. I think he'd be like, hey, you know what? We could work this out.
I think they got to be the surprise guest.
He going to be throwing rap snacks in the crowd and shit.
I heard Weezy's supposed to be a popular choice.
Weezy next year? Yeah, that would make sense.
He's mainstream enough that he could bring up
since they've like, seen
crossover
enough,
features. So
yeah, exactly. And they've had enough the someone said as soon as the logo came out, they're like, it's gotta be Weezy.
But can we please talk about Alicia Keys' no singing ass? Please, can we please?
Okay. Y'all know they changed it.
All right,
I saw that.
Shit is crazy.
They changed the video.
Yes, on YouTube she don't crack. They like went and got some AI bot to fix her shit.
Oh yeah, they had to.
I didn't even know you could put a filter on somebody's voice.
I thought there was a glitch on the TV when it happened. I was like, oh, the streaming.
It sounded like me starting that song. I don't.
That's how she always sounds.
What note was she trying to find?
That's how she always sounds. I don't know why people keep booking her to sing. You want to book her? Just let her play the piano. Yes. She's amazing. Why do people keep booking her to sing?
Not do that song.
She can sing when she gets going. She can't start singing. That's the problem with
it. In Las Vegas, you definitely didn't need that much of a warm-up. It's not giving Mariah Carey on New Year's Eve asking for tea.
Marcus, you said she can sing, but she can't start singing.
That tracks.
She got like 7 lozenges,
yeah,
3 hot toddies.
I feel like
I saw her in concert. She did she does an amazing job. She puts on a great performance in concert. But like the first couple two or three bars, I was like, is she gonna be okay? Because it was at Constitution Hall, and I'm like, she in DC, she know this is gonna be bad for her.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be horrible. Mm-hmm.
And then after the first few
she went oop, and it was like, okay, she's gonna eventually
be old enough that it's not cute anymore. Like you're watching that coming of age tale, and they like stumble out of the break, and then they get it going. Like you're like, ah, that's awesome, I love that. But eventually, you're like, all right, come on, you know how to act like you've been there before. Stop acting brand new.
Yeah,
I stop acting brand new. Years old. Go back and watch the footage though, because y'all got to see Usher like dance over to rescue her after that first night.
Oh, yeah. 45 years old.
Usher look good for 45.
45 and the dude like no, the movement, like that's the part where I was like, he has lost no steps.
That indeed, and in spirit is Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Did he always sweat that much though?
I don't know. That's the diabetes. I think that's the diabetes.
It was bad. Everybody was like, that man sweating. He putting his soul out on that.
He's saying, and like I was like, and people were complaining, and I'm like, do you not realize what he's doing right now is crazy for someone, let alone for someone his age? Most artists don't even do that when they're young.
No.
Mm-hmm. On live. And you could tell he was actually singing everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The mic was on. The mic was on.
You can hear him breathing a couple times.
And then he tied in all that stuff. Yo, can we talk about Jermaine Dupri? Because I thought it was CeeLo.
And you and everybody else did.
Everyone, like,
how did he shrink CeeLo?
Everyone,
it was really the socks for me. And then he posted them bitches like, nah, you got me fucked up. No, sir, you got your ankles fucked up.
Because even touring with AC/DC, like, what the fuck was that?
About a schoolboy outfit.
He looked like he needed to click his heels 3 times. He back in Atlanta. Like, that shit make no sense.
He had Louis Vuitton box envelope socks on. I'm like, what is this? What socks are those?
Somebody's baby booties on his feet. Like, this shit is disrespectful.
That was unnecessary. I don't know what
y'all was too broke to understand this man's socks. Everybody talking about this shit was too broke to understand $2,000 socks.
That's fair.
Why would you pay $2,000 to look like a baby?
Why would you put $2,000 socks on? And that doesn't even sound like it makes sense on an outfit.
No.
But I knew JD was going to show up. He the Diddy of the South, minus the allegations.
Right.
Yes.
correct.
That's a matter
of time.
That's about 6 weeks away. Surviving Jay-Z.
Give me one of them socks. I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
He's too little to make anybody do anything.
He was damn sure dressed like a toddler, though. Like,
he was.
He was damn sure dressed like a toddler.
It was given Easter Sunday.
Very.
Will I Am dressed like he just got out of the Tron movie.
Yeah. I didn't know that was Will I Am. I was like, who the hell is that guy?
It took me a minute to figure out.
And I remembered the song.
That's the song.
I was going to say only the song.
Yeah. And then Usher comes and slides between his legs. I'm like, not necessary, sir.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
You could have spun around him.
There were a lot of options. Enough
people know that Usher was like probably one of Diddy's first. He had Usher when he was a teenager.
He did.
I'm so serious. He used to get Usher prostitutes up in New York.
He did. That's common knowledge. I've heard it a number of times, and I'm like, okay, that's not good. I need to stop saying that out loud.
That's grooming a child, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. That's why there were strippers at the Super Bowl, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Did y'all see the one fall?
All three of them fell off the stage. The one in the back fell off the stage. They were trying to fall in unison. The four that were on the stage tried to fall in unison. The one in the back slipped off the stage.
I missed that.
But
that's very Atlanta.
And the camera slid in front of Luda Moore, so it didn't catch her. But you can see her, like, she ain't come back up.
That cameraman was fucked up. Why was
Luda wearing the purple Cobra's outfit? I need to know why he was dressed like Taser from the fucking.
Oh my god!
As soon as I saw Lil Jon come out, because my husband doesn't know who these people are, so I'm having to explain. I'm like, that's Will I Am. Mm-hmm. That's this person. That's this person.
That was the one person no one should have not known who that is.
Who, Will I Am?
No, Lil Jon.
So Lil Jon, he does know Lil Jon because of the voice, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he wouldn't know Lil Jon by looking at him, but the voice he heard. And I was like, oh my God, Luda's gonna come out. Well, I know it. And then
you called it. I definitely didn't.
Yeah, I thought I knew he kind of would.
There's no way they were gonna do all that and not have Luda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's fucked up is, why couldn't y'all just give us another 30 seconds of Lovers and Friends? Like, if you already had all three of them, why couldn't y'all just?
Oh yeah, they could have done that.
John and Luda, just do it.
I've been knowing you for a long time. I would have lost my whole shit.
That was the one.
And you already had all three of them together.
Yeah.
Just let us have it.
In 30 seconds, what is one commercial? One commercial. Give them their money back. Fuck them.
What was the whole, they brought up, he stood in the middle of a whole clock, waited for it to be 7 on the dot, and then said that, and it ended. There was the whole song. He did one line.
It still was crazy. It still was crazy. I still was like,
I can't lie.
That floor was bananas. That floor got me. I was like, is that floor changing?
I thought he was gonna do the whole show like on the turf at first. Started out there, and I was like, okay, he's just being simple. He's like, me dancing and singing is enough. And I was like, okay, that's okay. I can respect that. And then he walked up on. I was like, oh, there is production. Then I saw Alicia's cape.
That was
distraction. She knew she was gonna miss that fucking note. That's why she was like, "Give me a cape.
Give me something to blow off in the wind, so nobody pays attention." First 10 notes.
Everybody's worried about.
Give me a big ass parachute so they don't see me miss this fucking note.
God, man. She gonna play the piano and the parachute gonna go. She gonna get clear her throat and then she gonna get it going.
What it was is the temperature changed 2 degrees, and she was like, I'm fucked. Give me
cake. God damn. I will say, I thought it was up there as far as like one of the best Super Bowl halftimes I've seen.
Yeah.
Not even in just a recent memory. I got to like literally go back and think, what are my top five and rewatch them? Mm-hmm. And now see where this one stacks in. Because it's
J-Lo and Shakira, definitely in the top five for me.
What?
100% in the top five for me, J-Lo and Shakira. Okay. Usher was really good. When Prince played Purple Rain.
In the rain. That was
incredible.
Prince is in the top five for sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What else? What are the
Michael,
other ones?
The L.A. one. Michael. And there's other, those are the other ones.
Michael Jackson. Oh, I mean, are we counting when Justin Timberlake exposed Janet Jackson's boobs or no?
No,
it wasn't a good Super Bowl.
It was that whole show was trash. Well, and then their titty popped out. That was just, that was just how the day went. It wasn't, it was like, hey, let's do something to make it good. Pull it to you, okay?
Well, it's definitely one of the most memorable.
Yeah.
Right. Wait, so wait, you're saying J-Lo and Shakira are not top five?
No,
I don't even remember that.
I think it was necessary for the culture for sure. I would have.
Oh, Beyonce would be up there too. And the LA one. The LA one was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liked it.
But I think in part it's the J-Lo hate. I feel like if Shakira just did it alone, she could have been better off.
Yeah, they both don't really like. Like Shakira has a couple of songs, but
she doesn't move
the needle. Not halftime, Lord, like not halftime long.
Shakira moves the needle for the rest of the world. She doesn't move the needle here.
Right.
She's like Flo Rida. Flo Rida is a millionaire, and no one knows it because
nobody knows it.
Because in English, she sings like a billy goat.
It's a very tragic reason, but he's still a millionaire.
What was that?
I said it was a very tragic reason, but he's still a millionaire, and nobody knows.
Yeah.
Like it's common knowledge. It's
interesting that you think J-Lo, Shakira should have lost J-Lo. I thought J-Lo could have done it by herself. She certainly has the catalog. She could have done all her hits by herself without having Shakira.
She can. It's not about her catalog. It's more about her character that's in question. And that's why I said it's, or at least for my generation, like for millennials, we think that J-Lo is a thief. She don't sing her own songs. All the shit that Ayo Ibadiri just said, like millennials were thinking that shit, and everybody's like, why would she apologize for speaking the truth? Like, that's why I said her character, J-Lo's character is in question. And I think because of that,
Candace is highly offended by that.
Candace has a hard J-Lo bias.
Whose shit did she steal?
That's why that
Ashanti.
Apparently Ashanti.
All of Ashanti shit.
Oh, that was another funny commercial. The Dunkin' Donuts one.
Oh, that was good.
That shit was hilarious.
With Ben, the Dunkin' Matt.
Oh yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah,
I'm remembering it now. I'm like, and Matt Damon going, oh,
it's so hard.
Is so underrated for his comedic timing. I wish he got more respect for it.
Matt Damon.
Yes, underrated.
Yeah,
he's like the white male Regina Hall, I feel like.
Okay, this is random as fuck, but you know who is completely underrated for their comedic timing to me? Jason Bateman. I know it's random. He is fucking hilarious. Underrated.
Super low. And he's so deadpan.
Right, like, but
isn't he hilarious? Like he all the time.
Booked. Huh? Like, he's booked and busy. What do you mean he's underrated?
Underrated. Joey's like, he's very rated. I rated him yesterday.
He's rated just fine. For his
comedic timing.
Yeah, what else does he do? It's what he does 90% of the time is comedy.
Yeah, I guess.
He did one thing. Ozarks is the only serious thing he did. And
no, Little House on the Prairie was also very serious for his tender age of 12.
He's so funny. I love him. He's one of my favorites.
He was my favorite character in Horrible Bosses.
Yes. Because he was the only one with logic, and they would always be like, fuck you. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
He's like, all right.
He plays a straight man.
Yeah, he plays a very good straight man. Oh, man. But so we're going to talk about it because, again, it happened. The hug. Watched Around the World.
Not the hug, Watched Around the World.
Did anyone else feel uncomfortable with that hug? Because I didn't feel uncomfortable with it. It's like watching a hug in a movie. I don't really feel like I would be upset. Like if my wife was a famous actress and she hugged, let's see, who's the second?
Usher. Idris Elba. She hugged Usher. Just say Usher.
I can't let her hug Usher. Usher is Mr. Steal Your Girl. No woman can hug Usher if she's in a relationship. That it just seems suspect the moment you get away from it.
Right, because Usher's the celebrity crush that like we have the pass for.
Yes. Thing. We're the generation that grew up thinking that okay, I want to be like that guy. Mm-hmm. So when we see that guy steal everyone's girl, we're like, damn, he could steal mine too.
No,
that man said my performance may or may not cause relationship issues.
What, Usher wasn't that hilarious in the beginning? I was dying at the shade.
Usher is to women as Holly Berry is to men. Like that's the celebrity crush for like a whole generation of people.
Yeah, Yeah,
that's fair. That's a good analysis.
Mm-hmm. All right, so should Swiss Beats have been upset by that hug? He wasn't. He was not bothered one bit. I don't believe he should.
So
have been.
He says.
Well, I mean, he's got to say that.
His ego might have been hurt a little bit. Might have been, because it was national television. It wasn't like it was some dinner party.
And she smiled
that strong.
And she smiled hard when he was behind her. Like that wasn't no regular hug smile.
That's because she was being correct.
Even though there's another man who is in my life,
you gonna always be my boo.
You can't, like, that song is the song. Like, that's the.
That's what that song is.
That's the whole point of the song.
I mean, I don't know what the world expects. This is what Usher mm-hmm. does, is rub up on other people's woman. Like, that is what he does.
What
was everybody's expectation?
Oh, maybe that's why he ain't rub up on Mary, because she wasn't taken.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she was taken, it might have been different.
What happened to Keke Palmer. He ruined her relationship. Like we know what this man does.
Her baby daddy ruined their relationship. He just got soft.
That one,
that was his fault.
He was, like, very insecure.
Big time insecure.
You didn't have to talk about any of that. You could have just said, "Hey man, you ain't supposed to be doing that," and then go about your business. that's how I really felt threatened.
You shouldn't feel threatened by just any celebrity crush. All right, that's fair, and that's why I think with Keke Palmer situation, that dude just fucked his own shit up.
Yeah.
Now. This is not the same thing. This is an ex who you wrote a song with.
Did they go together?
Did they?
I don't think they were.
They were like beard. Okay.
Never.
I thought I heard that.
I don't think they were.
Allegedly.
They were never an item.
Fine. They wrote a song together.
They wrote a love song together about hey,
no matter what happens.
Even though you married now. You always be mine. And that would stick a little deep inside my
hard. That'd be hard.
My psyche.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be a little hard pressed to be like, okay, go ahead. Sing the song with him, baby. That's fine.
I mean, Alicia's a homewrecker anyway. So
imagine, I mean, like, Swiss probably should have just shrugged it off, like, well, how you get him?
You know,
how you get him.
Imagine if your husband was a comedian. And y'all wrote a joke together. No. I'm sorry. You got married to a producer, but you wrote a joke with your ex that you used to tell together on stage. Like, he's going to have a problem with that.
I don't think so.
No, that's a really ridiculous situation. Ridiculous movie. Well, I kind of want to make that movie because I think it'd be hilarious.
Oh, man. We're going to take a break, Joe?
We can do that.
We can take a break. Oh, man. I like when we take breaks.
I got to go, y'all. I appreciate y'all so much.
Thank you for stopping.
Definitely. Thank you for coming by, Larry.
This has been a great, great time. And I'll catch y'all next time.
See you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday.
Dave and Buster's Arundel Mills. Dave and Buster's Arundel Mills. I'm not good. Like, good. Yeah,
that's the next stage. See how mean? Like, that's why I put you on the show. She's going to show you what to do.
What to do. Yes. I'm going to have my notebook handy. All right, y'all.
Bye.
All right. Oh, man. Okay. So let's take a quick break, Joe. I'll do this one. This will be easy. We'll take a quick one on this. No, is it playing?
Taking a break. It's an hour into the show.
Okay. We want to stop.
I was going to say, we might as well just keep going.
You want to keep going?
Okay. I think at this point.
All right. We only got 20 more minutes.
We don't even need to do all that.
Then you do all that?
We can go rapid fire through
rapid fire? All right.
The rest of the world. Like, what else happened this week that's important?
Absolutely nothing else. All right, we'll do our promo stuff here.
Okay.
Okay? We'll do rapid fire promos. Okay, you know how that goes?
I don't know.
Can y'all please send me a background so I can have a background?
Okay, I'll message you all three shows backgrounds. So you can set it as your background, because that's what I'm going to start doing.
You're going to like rotate them?
This is physical.
Yeah. No, I'm going to send all three of them. So you just pick the one that's that week's show.
Gotcha. Okay.
This is a real wall.
That's the physical wall.
That's the one that used to be up at Union Jacks.
Yes, it is.
Same one. Dirt and dust and all.
You see how that's orange? You are like, that's red. I'm like, no, Joey, that's orange.
It's time conquers all. This has been through a lot. This has been through like 8 moves and 1,700 shows.
Oh yeah, that's
light. It's been orange ever since I first saw it. It was that never red.
Been light bleached. It has not. That has not been orange the whole time. It's
listen. Red. This is what happens when you have your friend do a discount printing.
Pretty much. Oh man! But as you all heard
we did this before. You could just order shit on Vistaprint.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah,
that's where all my pretty funny banners come from. Vistaprint, every single one of them. I have 2 or 3, all Vistaprint.
Yeah, but we were doing this before everybody else was. Mm-hmm. We were doing sound and lights and all this shit. Now everybody got it. But y'all, we had freaking internet sign up first. We did everything. We pioneered the whole fucking industry. Now these bitches are gonna try to excise me out my own blueprint.
Jesus, Joe. Not these bitches.
These are bitches.
Marcus, he's about to do the fucking Snoop Dogg. You know who I want to thank? Me.
Me.
Doing all this hard work.
I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Good all job, right. Joey.
As you all heard earlier in the show, we will be at Comedy Shows Near Me. We'll be at Dave & Buster's Rental Mills this coming Saturday. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8 p.m. You can buy tickets online for $20 or at the door for $25. We have a boss headline, a boss set, a group comics, a group, Jesus Christ, always getting tongue-tied on that. We have a great group of comics joining us this week. Joey, who's on the lineup this week, Joe?
Boom, there it is. We have Lyric Marie, who you just saw. We also have Miss Mimi. Mm-hmm. We also have headlining Dwayne White.
Dwayne White. All right, Dwayne White.
VA.
A veteran of the Comedy Shows Near Me circuit. He's been doing a couple of our shows. Definitely want to see him back on the show. Let's see. We have the thank you
program. Somebody. Oh, yeah. Bedar Tareen.
Okay.
Oh, Bedar.
Yep.
All right. We also have the thank you program, Joey. Do you want discounted tickets to shows? We want you to thank you. Thank our most loyal fans with 50% off tickets to every show. Plus, you can get a promo code for $5 off that. You can share with your friends so that they can get into the shows as well. That's right. The thank you program. Click on our website link. We can learn more at www.comedyshowsnear.me. If you want to learn comedy, we have our new stand-up comedy sign-up program. It is now live on the website. Joey, what does that entail?
The Comedy Accelerator.
That's right.
Yeah, I hate when they do this at shows. They just do all the announcements in one go because they forgot to do them earlier.
I didn't forget. We kept talking.
This is.
Let me do the announcements. Marcus can't read.
I don't even know what he's reading. I didn't send him.
I'm reading from the website itself.
Yeah.
He's pausing in the wrong places and shit. Let me read the things.
We have a new 8 Steps to Funny program. You can come and learn everything you need to know. If you never touched a stage before, how to maximize your time on stage. So we'll teach you joke structure. We'll teach you about premises and the difference between a premise and a punchline, which no one on Instagram seems to know. Yeah. So if you're making stupid, of course I'm do this because I'm a this videos that I hate you. I hate all of you do that. I hope horrible things happen to you. You can come learn how to actually work a stage, how to work a mic, how to work an open mic, and how to make sure you're getting on stage and learn and make sure you're actually making all that worth your time. So, and at the end of it, oh, guess what? You get to be on an actual Comedy Shows Near Me show, not a graduation show, an actual show. So it's a really cool program. So that's you can learn more on our website, sign up for our interest form. And then we just launched brand new. We now have an open mics page where if you're in the DMV, you want to go find an open mic, we have a full list. If you want to add your open mic to our list, there's a form for you to do that. And you can also sign up for our brand new open mic, the rehearsal room at Tacoma Station, at the legendary Tacoma Station, where we're doing what's called the rehearsal room. It's an opportunity for people who want to get a nice 5 minutes of tape, or if you want to get warmed up before the weekend or some big opportunity, or if you just want to run some longer sets so you can prepare for a special, whatever it is you're trying to rehearse for, we got you. This is an opportunity to kind of work that stuff out before your big day.
Awesome, man. We got a whole lot of things going on. Well, Comedy Shows Me and That Comedy, we're bridging the gap. We're making new comic connections. We're doing big things in 2024. This year is going to be the biggest year of Comedy Shows Near Me. I did have a comedy show meeting while I was in Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. with the board of directors of Comedy Shows Near Me. They have enticed me in 2024 with more merch. So you'll see new hoodies for DJ Marcus, even a new hat. I got a hat coming. They said I can get a beanie or a baseball cap. So I'm choosing a beanie. So next week on the Dot Comedy Podcast, you will see the Comedy Shows Near Me beanie that'll be available for purchase in the next coming weeks. Joey's looking at me confused because he didn't even know about this because I had the meeting. He didn't.
I was told I was getting a sweatshirt.
And hey, the sweatshop ain't opened up. Joey need to get back there and crack the whip on them Filipinos.
Sweatshirts are only at our shows.
Marcus! Gonna get us canceled in the last 5 minutes of the show. You could have just kept that shit to yourself.
What? Like Filipinos don't make good sweatshirts. What are you talking about?
First of all, the Chinese make sweatshirts and the Filipinos work in call centers.
Oh, they work in call centers now? Damn, I thought they made sweatshirts. I thought they made soccer balls and sweatshirts. My bad. All right, well, okay. Let's move forward, Joey. Let's move forward onward and upward.
Like any of this.
Let's move onward and upward.
It's all jokes. None of it's true.
None of it's true. What's going on in the world, Joe?
So we had the Monique interview while we were out.
Yes, let's discuss.
I have not had a chance to watch it.
I was on my honeymoon. Oh. I sat down and watched
it. I did.
Gotta do your homework so we can discuss these things.
I did see a clip or two, and I'm really glad she brought up Miss Sylvia Tremore Morrison and her struggle, because I thought that was really like an important thing that for to be shared in that platform. So that was cool. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I missed everything else that happened.
She brought up Kevin for some reason. I don't know what her beef is with Kevin, except she's friends with Kat.
I can tell you. She had a list of a bunch of like Hollywood powerhouses that basically wronged her. I do believe she's telling the truth, but I think she's maybe like a hypersensitive person who takes offense very easily because she has such this long list of everybody who did something to her. But what happened with, I do believe she's speaking her truth, but she might be a little bit sensitive. But what she said about Kevin was that Kevin reached out to her and was like, whatever you want to do, Mo, we can do it. Talk to me, bring up some ideas. We can get together and work together. And then Kevin's people called her and said, no, he doesn't want to work with you. So she called Kevin and said, your people have said that they don't want to work with me. And Kevin was like, no, that's not true. Let me go find out what's going on and, you know, see why you're being told that, and I'll get back to you. She said that was 2 years ago, and she's never heard from him since.
Well, I guess she got her response. She got her answer. I mean, shit, you wait a week for that response. There you go.
But she did mention that Kevin, was it Kevin? Lent her some money when she needed it, and she paid him back. Pretty sure that was Kevin that did that. But then didn't work with her moving forward.
Okay. I mean, shit. Okay. Okay. Monique, I want you to listen real close, Monique. I love you. I love you. I love you more than most people really give credit for. I think you were the best part of Precious. You made everyone really see what it could be like to be with a parent who really fucked you up when you were younger. But at the end of the day, Monique, I really want you to understand something. All this beef in comedy doesn't do anything except fuck up paychecks and fuck up momentum. I need this to stop. I need Kat to sit down. I need Monique to sit down. I need Steve to stand up and say, hey, I did all this shit. I need all the people who really did wrong people, because Steve knows he's a fucked up human being. He just needs to say it. That way it's out in the air and nobody bothers him about it anymore. Because here's the thing. If all the people who did fucked up things in the world admitted to them, guess what? No one would bother them about it, because it wouldn't be a shock and an awe that this happened to somebody.
Own it.
Own what you did. If you were a fucked up individual, say I was fucked up at that point in my life.
But people have different truths. Case in point, her son has a very different truth.
That is true. That is true.
What, Monique's son?
Yeah. Shalon. Shalon had a 10-minute TikTok video respond to the portion of the interview where she said her false narrative about her praying to the universe to reconcile their relationship. He said, I would like to free her from having to continue telling that lie. Faith without work is dead, and neither one of us cares to put forth any effort to reconcile with the other. We are as separate as she put it, because she doesn't care to be my mother any more than I care to be her son.
Wow. Ouch.
Neither one of us had the desire to reach out to the other in a very long time, and I don't think either of us anticipates that feeling returning. He said, adding, I'm tired of hearing my mother's truths, newsflash. Standing in your truth doesn't make you noble.
Damn. That was scathing. Oh, fuck.
Man. That was good and spicy. That had some heat on it.
Fuck, man. Mm. Oh, my.
Okay, well, shit.
I know, right? Like, what can you say? Jesus.
Can't say too much to that. Maybe
oh, there's more.
Maybe that role in Precious was true.
Responding this way allows me to say my piece uninterrupted. To all those wondering why I say something now, call it a form of therapy. To be completely honest and fair, those were things that I was willing to get over. Nobody's perfect. We're all human. But my mother showed a clear lack of humility, compassion, and consideration when taking any level of accountability for those things.
Damn. My mother did
a fantastic job of acknowledging a lot of things, but she doesn't take accountability very well. And anything that she may take true accountability for is only at her convenience and in my experience. Shit.
Hey, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a biopic. Precious must have been a biopic. That must have been Monique raising babies.
He said thought about that and worded it perfectly and every like that's he put his thought and emotion and time into that. Wow.
I can never put myself in a situation where I say shit like that about my mama. Not your face, Joey. Not your face.
I'll say this. Monique to me has always been one of the funniest. She's extremely talented. But when she did that shit with DL and like brought up his daughter's sexual abuse, I was like, that's too low. That's too far below the belt. That is completely classless. Like, she lost me at that point because that was awful of her.
She lost me when she kept calling Charlemagne the guy by his real name.
When she kept calling him Leonard.
Leonard?
Yeah.
She was mad because they called her Donkey of the Day. And this is what I mean about her hypersensitivity. Like, you get called Donkey of the Day, you kind of laugh it off, shrug it off. That's not such a big, like, insult.
Nobody else has that reaction.
That's what I'm saying.
She acted like he was, like, blithing the ancestors by doing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm... She's just very, like, she takes offense so easily. Like, how she reacted to Donkey of the Day was as if he, like, blasphemed or something. I'm like, dude, it's Donkey of the Day. Relax.
Yeah, if he called her Miss Hicks the rest of that interview, I'd have laughed. If he
like the way she reacted to it is like Donkey of the Day should be never done again to anybody.
Yeah, and it's just a harmless thing. She but reacted to that said. Like how Will Smith reacted to that very harmless joke when Chris Rock, you know what I'm saying? It was like a complete overreaction.
That was the equivalent.
Yeah, that was definitely the equivalent.
She slapped Charlamagne the guy in the face. On the Breakfast Club. Wow.
But yeah, she just...
You got more kids? How many kids, Monique? Yeah.
I don't know. Well, this is, I guess, the son that's not from her current husband.
Monique, kids. How many kids she got? She got one, two. Oh, she got four kids. All boys. Wow. That's Shylon Jackson, Mark Jackson Jr., Jonathan Hicks, and David Hicks.
So okay. She has two kids with the current guy?
I think so. I thought he was gay.
Yeah, everyone thinks that. And that's why she took such offense to what happened on DL Hughley's show. Because that implication was already there. And then they like kind of brought it up. And that's why she was mad. Do you know what happened when she was on DL Hughley's show?
No.
So at the end of the show, so she was like being interviewed by DL Hughley's team. DL was not there. She said she was having a great time. The interview was wonderful. At the end of the interview, they said, let's play a game. And she said, okay. The game was, would you rather? And some of the questions were a bunch of harmless, innocuous things. But one of the questions was, would you rather your husband have sex with Lee Daniels without a condom or have sex with So I don't know who, what the other person was, but she took such offense to that because everyone already thinks your husband is gay. That's why you took such offense to it, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like, not because, I mean, it was a ridiculous question and it could be offensive. But
it's a morning drive game show. What about right. that? You're not supposed to be offensive. That's what morning drive game shows are.
Exactly. So it was a ridiculous question, yes. But the reason why you took such offense to it is because everyone already thinks your husband is gay. Because
your husband's gay. If your husband's gay, your husband's gay. He can still be your husband.
I mean,
Atlanta's full of them. Full of them. They get a bunch of gay dudes married.
This is the weirdest business.
It's fine.
This is the weirdest business to not like just let the Jones be Jones. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going to take yourself seriously in comedy? Like, it doesn't, track.
I'm saying, you guys, she's so hypersensitive.
So you said Jones. I thought you were talking about the people, the Jones.
No, as in Jonan.
Jonan, yeah. Let Jonan be Jonan. Okay. Got to say it the whole way.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know who the hell the Jones were.
I knew what you meant, Joey.
Thank you.
Yeah, because you're old.
What else? Speaking of.
Because I'm black.
Shannon Sharp in the gaze. Mike Epps is now trying to say that Shannon's sweet.
Shannon's gay.
Yeah.
He is gay. He's got a gay guy that hangs with him all the time.
I've seen those pictures.
Shannon's got like a gay assistant. Like, he's not an assistant though. He calls him son or the buddy.
There's some stuff that's a little
He's always courtside with whoever this guy is.
And that little dog.
Yeah. Something about Shannon is like really off. Like,
but I don't feel like Mike Epps is the messenger that we should be.
No, he's not. He's trying to be the, what was that dude named? The Hannibal Buress giving us breaking news about somebody we love that's beloved.
I could see it though. You know how some people, they say he's gay and you're like, no way. And some people,
I can see Shannon being gay.
That's what I'm saying. Some people, they say he's gay and you're like, yep, I could see it. For
I don't see Shannon being gay. I see Shannon being bi.
Or whatever. I don't even see that.
You don't think he's gay?
No, I think he like just is like
effeminate.
I think he has some effeminate, what people would consider effeminate tendencies, but I think he, when you're like, I've been an alpha for so long, you feel like you could do that shit and like, you know.
Okay.
There's something there. I can see it.
So what happened was Epps was talking about this during a set.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. And he said that Shannon Sharp called me trying to do an interview. The 53-year-old said to the crowd, I said, no, Madea, I ain't doing no interview with you. So you can sit across from me and look at my balls. He continued adding that shit is called Shay Shay and the blank is telling you put a wig on that motherfucker and tell me that it ain't motherfucking Madea's sister.
Oh wow.
That's this article's, he didn't accuse him of being gay, he accused him of being Tyler Perry.
He accused him of being a cross-dresser.
Because Tyler Perry's been accused of being gay too. I mean,
Tyler Perry's been accused of a lot worse. Have you seen the Boondocks? The Boondocks went in on him.
Yeah, they did. But again,
hard.
It's par for the course when you're dealing with that level of celebrity.
And that's coming from a person who doesn't particularly like Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry. But when I saw that episode of the Boondocks, I was like, damn.
Yeah, I mean,
Shannon Sharp has a white girlfriend now.
I think he got an ugly face white girl too, like Kat said.
Well, I don't know, but one of the things that Monique brought up is that the internet says that Shannon Sharp doesn't like black women, and so I would assume that's because he's currently dating a white woman. But mm-hmm. Shannon was like, you know, my grandfather told me never to chase a lie, and so. He has kids that are black, like his yeah. children are black. So he dated a black woman, and at some point,
Black women.
Yeah, but for that rumor to be out there, I would assume he is currently with a white woman.
Oh,
I think that rumor came from him. Him saying that him and a bunch of other dark skinned athletes
mm-hmm.
would always say that black women
mm-hmm.
would look past them because they were considered ugly.
Oh.
And he said it a couple times. He said it in a couple interviews. But again, it's not a hatred for black women. And that's what I think, we get real sensitive when it comes to that. And I'm okay. I get it. I understand completely. Black women are to be protected under any circumstance. But again, we also have to stop being so sensitive about what people say and actually listen to what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Don't just take the moment he said black women treated me bad to believe his next statements are going to be bad comments to black women. Mm-hmm. It's just not how the shit works. I mean, we need to stop putting that kind of,
or not truthful. Like his truth can be a truth that's not yours. It's
thank you.
It's he's allowed to have his emotions,
his own feelings. He's allowed to have his own feelings about how his life turned out. He's a person. Shit. We need to start the celebrityism in this country is annoying as hell to me, because we make these people bigger than humans. And it's like, wait a minute, they're still people.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be Joey. If Comedy Shows Near Me blows up, I don't want to be that guy on the front of like Us Weekly and shit.
Oh, I do, but I won't care.
I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be everybody be in on like the news.
Where I feel like I'm
it's
always.
It's just the picture. It's the picture. It's this picture right here that's on StreamYard right now of the three of us, and it'd be an arrow pointing at me going, "Well, he hates black women. How? I'm on top of one right now.
I feel like I.
What makes you think I hate black women? I've been on top of one all this episode. Why would I hate black women?
And you just married one.
And I just married a whole one, and she got a gun. So you say that shit out loud, she coming for you. I told her once I become this celebrity superstar DJ, she's gonna have to carry her gun everywhere. That's all I'm waiting for.
I'm not worried about it.
Worried about it?
No, I got enough.
You're white. You don't have to worry about it, Joey.
Oh, I definitely have to worry about it.
About being what?
Accused of every damn thing.
Yeah. You're accused of fetishizing.
I'm accused of being white, first of all. You don't understand.
That's not an accusation. That's a fact.
I'm off-white.
You're not off-white, Joey. Second of all, you keep claiming this off-white status. Okay, John B. and Justin Timberlake. Yeah, you're off-white. Fine, I got you. Go dance with what's his name? What the fuck's the guy's name?
Anyway, that's not the
Toby
point.
And Gouwe. That's an L. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's not the point. I'm just saying, check my receipts. Who I am. You could try to put me in one of these buckets based on what you think you know about any group or whatever, but it won't fit. That shoe won't fit.
I agree. Joey's not a traditional white guy. He doesn't fit the mold. He doesn't fit the mold of an Italian. He doesn't fit the mold of a Middle Easterner. He doesn't fit the mold of an Arab.
For every box I check in any one bucket, I check six boxes in the one that doesn't fit.
There you go. Candace's eyes are getting heavy. We need to get her one. You need to get her one of these sweatshirts.
Do you want to hear what Shannon Sharp said about Mike Epps' statement?
Oh, he replied?
He did respond.
What'd he say, Joey?
He said, I don't care about all that other stuff. You can say I'm gay. I don't care about that. Because I won't chase a lie. But I won't let you lie on my name. Say my name again, and I'm going to release the DM because you're lying. Accusing Epps of lying about being asked to appear in Club Shay Shay. Sharp ended his tirade with what could be taken as a veiled threat against the Indiana native if the two were to cross paths in the future. Quote, you said I reached out to you to come on Club Shay Shay, and you're going to mofo lie. Now, when I see you, I'm going to see if you're about that. I'll see if you want to say what you've been saying. Try to get some jokes because you got mad. Because Cat Williams did what he did.
Interesting. He did. Well, I can say this. He is not eloquent at all. He does not speak well.
No.
Shannon does. I'm not doing it justice because I'm probably reading it poorly.
What Shannon just did
can
was
I
he
play it?
What Shannon just did was exactly what Cat said in that interview. He stood up on the other side of the line and said, come on with it, Playboy. You can't play it. It's going to take too long.
Yeah, it's spinning.
It's spinning. All right. But yeah, man, hopefully we get this beef under control. It ain't doing nothing but costing money. No one likes beef in comedy.
What do you mean? We love it. Everybody's eating it up. Everybody's tuning in to Club Shay Shay by the millions.
I prefer my beefs in music. Like,
I'm here for the comedy beef. Like, it just makes comedy more relevant, puts stand-up comedy more in the forefront than it already is. I love
Make no mistake, I am here for all violence in 2024.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Especially domestic.
let them put me on Club Shay Say. I'm telling on everybody too. Like, I want all the comedians to keep telling on everybody.
Did you hear Tyrese got dumped by his girlfriend for having too many songs on his album about his ex-wife?
That sounds fucking hilarious. Tyrese has been begging this woman to come back for 4 years.
Tyrese looks like the guy who would have that problem.
Yeah. Tyrese does look like the guy who would have that issue in his relationship. Because he's been complaining about his ex-wife for going on 4 years now. He wrote in the whole album about the end of their relationship.
Okay.
And
how long has he been in the new relationship?
I think he's been in that for about a year.
Oh, okay. So the other breakup is still fresh.
Yeah, and he went on the Breakfast Club a couple weeks ago. Kind of like 2 months ago now. He was talking about his new girlfriend, and he was telling all about her. He was like, "Yeah, I'm so much happier now. I don't know why my ex-wife keeps going on morning shows and talking about everything we went through. It's over with. I got a new woman." Da 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 da. Then he puts out an album where he just complains about her the whole damn album. It's like, okay, you two are birds of a fucking feather. I don't know what the hell y'all are doing right now. Because if you're really done with her, stop talking about her.
Well, here's the other thing too. Like, albums take a while in the making. So all of that stuff maybe was written while they were still together and now just released.
I mean, even so.
But they're not. No, their songs are, I think those are
about the breakup.
They're about the breakup.
Okay. But even still, breakups take a while. It's not just one day. You can be breaking up for a while. So, I mean, maybe that stuff was written during that experience and it's just now being released.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. I don't know how long it takes to release an album, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't happen overnight.
But you gotta have some semblance of couth or respect for your current relationship.
Yes.
If she demanded, here's a quote from his caption. "Me and Zelly just broke up over some dumb shit," he captioned his post. "She demanded that I cancel my album because there's too many songs about my ex on there. Fuck does that even mean?"
That's what he said?
Yeah.
Well, there's your response. I don't know how to respond back to that.
I mean, you want me to just not make this money? Like, that's the part I don't...
Does his albums make him money?
I mean, you would hope they do.
I haven't heard of like Tyrese track since
lately. I'm surprised I didn't know. No one, this is the album no one was asking for. Like, he probably could have canceled it and it wouldn't have
been. And nobody would have known because everybody was like, he had an album?
How long was he working on this album?
That is still giving him record deals, then someone at least believes his album is going to make money. I don't know if it does, but someone believes it's going to.
I can't, baby. This is my job.
I can't leave it behind, baby. It's my job.
She'd rather him go suck Toretto's dick.
Yeah. Go suck.
You go talk to your buddy Vin and get another movie.
Yeah, you'll need to put out no more albums. Go be Fast and Furious in space.
But that's ending. We only got two more, right?
Is it two more?
I thought that was the first of the three-part finale.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to end in Fast 12. That was the...
You guys, I'm going to go to bed now.
I'm gonna be a TV movie.
We're about to go, too.
We're
wrapping up.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get out of here, Joey.
Yeah.
Can't have everybody just trail off at the end here. Can't turn your camera back on unless you took your shirt off.
No, I'm here.
All right, cool. I'm just making sure. I know how you like to cut your camera off and then get butt naked.
No, I was like, I'm falling asleep.
Yeah,
it's late. We get it. All right. We're over time, but hey, we had fun.
Yeah.
It was a good week this week, Joey.
Yes, it was.
I got married.
Congrats again.
Thank you. I got one on a honeymoon. I drank Bacardi at the Bacardi distillery.
I saved two comedy shows.
You saved two comedy shows.
Yeah. Just showed up in the nick of time. They were like, "Hey, get up here on the stage. We need you." And I did jokes. Their laughter.
Joey's doing big things. 2024 is going to be the year for Joey LaFaro.
Oh, and I got paid to do comedy on. I got paid to headline a show on a Wednesday.
You headlined?
I headlined.
Oh, wow. Where'd you headline?
The Poplar Inn. That's why it's not. It's,
who books that?
Derek Stroman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where's Poplar Inn?
It's a bar in Dundalk. I'm hot shit in Dundalk.
You seem like you would be. I don't know why.
The producer there said, you appeal to a broad audience. I can tell. I was like, yes, that's the goal.
Hey, there you go. All right, Candace, where can they find you? Yes, we are.
They can find me on just_Candace. That is on IG and Threads and Twitter, although I'm taking a social media break. So if you want to book me, please message me on either Facebook Messenger, or if you have my number, you can text me.
Okay. Joey?
Joey Low Comedy on Instagram, and Joey LaFaro on Facebook.
All right. DJMarcus.comedy on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Anywhere you find that comedy, you will find DJ Marcus. Anywhere you find comedy shows near me, you will also find DJ Marcus. We'll be at Arundel Mills this coming Saturday.
Yes. And stay tuned to comedy shows near.me on Instagram for all our new content.
Yes.
Including fun videos where we point out when people don't know where their punchlines are.
There we go. So we're going to have fun with that. We're going to do a whole bunch of new shit. Comedy shows near me 2024. We are the Dot Comedy Team, and we will see you next time. More fun and more thrills on the Dot Comedy Podcast. Break free, yeah.